Ebele John, a paramount chief of Mugali Payam, tells South Sudan in Focus that thousands of households are sheltering in Anzara village. He says several villagers also reported being sexually assaulted during the attack.
Right now, as we talk, the household that arrives here right now, 1,064 household. Then the individuals, 6,384. These are the dependents who have now right now here in Anzara. Still more are coming as now we talk. People are entering, rushing to Anzara for rescue. We have right now registered 10 of them who have been raped.
VOA could not independently verify the reports of rape. Magui County Commissioner David Otto, who visited some of the displaced yesterday, says many people have sought shelter in neighboring villages. Otto says the situation is worsening as armed cattle herders continue to harass the community, including physically assaulting women.
The community evacuated, yes, because they are feeling the pain. The pain is there, women's arrests and other havocs are happening into the area. So leave our citizens of that site is evacuating. And if you see, generally, these cattle keepers, I don't know exactly what their mind is. We are not neighbors with these people. They passed Central Equatoria State up to Magui County.
The paramount chief says armed pastoralists moved to his area about 3 months ago, which is when the violence started. John says the displaced villagers need immediate humanitarian assistance, especially shelters, since it is the rainy season.
The population who are right now here in Anzara, they are in dire need. They need a humanitarian assistance like food, shelter, health, general sanitation needed for emergency for them, to avoid some kind of maybe outbreak of cholera. People are really suffering. Need emergency response from the humanitarian.
Despite several peace conferences arranged by state authorities and 2 presidential decrees ordering cattle herders to move back to their places of origin, County Commissioner Otto says there is still no indication that cattle herders are heeding the call to leave Eastern Equatoria State.
I demand them also quickly to understand that they have to go back to their own area.
Eastern Equatoria State Governor Louis Lobong told South Sudan in Focus last night he has dispatched officials to Mugali Payam to verify the recent displacements. Last week, Lobong told lawmakers at a Council of States meeting that although most cattle keepers have left the state, some dozens of them remain in Mugali, Meleju, Nimule, and Aswa. Lobong has said in the past that a legal framework must be developed to help guide the cattle movement in South Sudan. He urged lawmakers to lobby for security funds to be allocated to the states so that state officials can equip forces to respond to urgent security matters like the one in Magui County. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.